The Winston Prouty Center for Child Development purchased the historic campus after the Austin School declared bankruptcy and closed 2 years ago. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman went for a visit, and he has this report.
The toddlers at the Winston Prouty Center are still getting used to their new classroom.
Okay, this way. Are you going to keep our shoes on, and then when we get inside, we'll take our shoes off. Wash our hands and eat some lunch.
Winston Prouty serves kids from 1 to 5, and they move from their cramped space in Brattleboro into the sprawling former Austin School campus earlier this month. Winston Prouty director Chloe Leary says the Early Ed Center wanted to expand in its old space when the Austin School for the Deaf closed after 100 years.
I think if we had just added on where we were, we just would have been little old us doing what we do. But here, it feels like being part of something bigger that has a purpose.
That purpose, Leary admits, is still developing. Winston Prouty is using a fraction of the space on the former Austin campus, which includes two dorms, an historic five-floor building, and more than 100 acres of forest. At one point, Austin was the state school for all deaf students, and more than 100 people lived on campus and attended classes. The school closed after years of declining enrollment, largely due to changes in special ed laws that allowed deaf students to attend their own public schools. There are a handful of other tenants in place, but Leary says the Winston Prouty Board wants to bring in other socially minded organizations with an eye toward groups that can help serve the families that have kids at Winston Prouty.
This is a community resource. It is not our campus. We're taking the lead. We're going to, you know, hold it and help it move forward and come back to life, but it has to be a community investment and a community resource. So if there's any sort of cohesive vision, that would be it.
The move allowed the school to add two classrooms, including a new infant care program. Staff are already moved in, and people who used to share partitioned cubicles now have their own offices, some overlooking the nearby hills. The new space includes a commercial kitchen, which Leary says she wants to rent out or make available to community groups. She says the plan is to retain ownership of the property and sell off portions of the buildings to other organizations for office use. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.